This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Again, greetings and welcome to our lesson today. I trust the program encourages you and blesses you and perhaps even challenges you. If you'd like to contact me, go to my website, bdcministries.com. bdcministries.com. You can use the email address or the postal address that's given there, and we would take your prayer requests or any comments that you might have on the program. And this program can be re-listened to there as well. You'll find a lot of other information on that website that you might find helpful. One of those things would be a link to my YouTube videos called My Two Cents Worth that I've been trying to put on YouTube as well as on Facebook, because many people don't have Facebook, but they do access YouTube. So if you go to my website, there's a link to those My Two Cents Worth collections, and you might find those helpful. They're under 10 minutes, each one of them. And then you can also reach me at Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa 50849. Now, because I do these programs usually a week in advance, I often forget that I'm dealing with a holiday program, and so you don't always get the normal holiday flavor that you're supposed to get when these programs are played near a holiday. This one is going to be played near July 4th, and that, of course, is the birthday of the nation. And my question has been whether to use this program to speak about the nation's birthday or whether to use it to speak about my birthday. My birthday falls on June 30, 1943, and if you do a little arithmetic, you'll find out that this year I am going to reach the milestone birthday of 80 years old. Now, of course, I don't feel 80 years old, and people tell me I don't look 80 years old, but I am 80 years old. And so my kids have decided they want to put together a weekend where we celebrate my birthday. I'm not sure that I really need that kind of a celebration. I appreciate the fact that they are thinking about me, but it's caused me to think a little bit about birthdays in the Bible. And so we're going to look at a couple of them. The thing about birthdays is that the Bible does not really have birthdays that were celebrations that we want to remember. In the Bible, there's really only two that are mentioned specifically, and in each case, an execution was involved. For example, in Genesis chapter 40, reading from verse 20, we read, "Now it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them." Now both of these men had ended up in prison with Joseph, and Joseph had interpreted dreams for them, and he told them that this was what was going to happen. And of course it happened on the birthday, on Pharaoh's birthday. Pharaoh, of course, the ruler of Egypt at that time. And so it really does not speak well of, in my opinion, of people who are trying to celebrate their birthdays. I really don't think, in my case, that I would be happy about trying to get revenge or to execute somebody I disagreed with on my birthday. A birthday is supposed to be a time of joy, and it was a time of joy for one man, but it was certainly not a time of joy for the other or for his family. So the baker was hanged. And then we go to the New Testament. That's the only one that I see in the Old Testament that specifically mentions a birthday. There's some other oblique references that might involve birthdays, but that's the only one where the birthday is specifically mentioned. Then we come to the New Testament and read from Matthew 14, verse 6, about another birthday. "But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, 'Give me John the Baptist's head here on a charger.'" And it turned out that even though Herod did not want to execute John the Baptist, basically because he feared the people, and the people thought John the Baptist was a great prophet, Nevertheless, John the Baptist had offended Herodias because she had been Herod's brother's Philip's, I think it was his brother Philip's wife, and now she was living with and perhaps married to Herod. We don't know just exactly how that marriage worked in these days, but because John the Baptist had told Herod that it was not lawful for him to have Herodias as his wife, and I really suspect that she had never been divorced from the first man, but I can't prove that, but he said it was not lawful for him to have her as his wife. She was going to get revenge, and she got it on the birthday of Herod. He had made, he was partying, and he had made an oath that he would give to this daughter of Herodias, Herodias was the mother, and the daughter of Herodias had danced and pleased Herod, and he had told that he would give this girl who had pleased him anything she wanted, and usually they said up to the half of their kingdom, and I think that was sort of a way of exaggerating. I don't think they really intended to do that. But anyway, the mother got in there and said, give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter. And so John the Baptist lost his head on this birthday celebration. So why is there so little said about birthdays in the Bible? And I suppose the reason is because birthdays remind us of our mortality. We come into this world and we have great expectations, and when we're young, a year seems like a long time, but when you're 80, a year doesn't seem very long anymore, and we have to recognize that our service for the Lord, if we're saved, is going to be over shortly. We all who are saved are hoping that the Lord will return before we have to meet that last enemy, which is called death, but apart from that, we're going to, all of us, die. We look at people in the Old Testament who lived over 1,000 years, but or lived nearly 1,000 years, not over 1,000 years, but they lived nearly 1,000 years. But in each case it says, and he died. There are several in the Bible that did not die. There's a man by the name of Elijah who was taken up into heaven without dying. And we know that there is the promise of the church being taken up into heaven without dying. But apart from that, people die. Some have been raised from the dead, but those who have been raised from the dead, even by the Lord, died again. So when we think of our mortality and when we come to this issue of death, we are reminded that even, I think it was Solomon said that the day of our death is better than the day of our birth, because it makes us think about our relationship with God. So birthdays were noted in the Bible, even though they weren't really celebrated, or if they were celebrated, the celebrations weren't recorded. But birthdays are noted because we know the ages of people who died in the Bible. We know the age, for example, of Moses. He was 120 years when he died. We know the age of David because we know he was 30 when he took the throne, and he ruled for 40 years and then he died. So he's about 70, and it says he was full of days. So the fact that we don't maybe celebrate the birthdays doesn't mean that we don't note the birthdays when we look at people in the Old Testament in particular. Now, Moses wrote in the 90th Psalm that the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Now, it's interesting that Moses would say that by reason of strength our days are 80 years, because he was given 40 years beyond his 80, and it was those 40 years that were the most productive of his life. He was 80 when he was sent to deliver Israel from the bondage of Egypt, and he was 120 when he died. Now, when we begin to look at this matter of our birthdays, what I find striking is that our time on earth is short, but eternity is long. And birthdays have a tendency to be what we would call worldly celebrations, ways of forgetting about the fact that one day we're going to meet God. And I really feel that birthdays are, for the most part, including my own, there can be a lot of spirituality associated with them, but they're designed to be self-serving. They're designed to bring a certain amount of prestige and honor to the person who is being honored, when in fact we should be humbled to think that the Lord has let us live that long, and we should be humbled to think that as sinners we've been saved by grace. Our time on earth is short, but eternity is long. And in 1 John 2, verse 17, we read, "And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." And while I'm convinced that there are some birthdays that are celebrated in a very godly way, with people being reminded of the Savior who loved them and gave himself for them, most birthdays are parties. They're worldly parties, and I think they're designed to make us forget that the day is coming when one day we are going to meet God and our bodies are going to be in a grave. So the will of God is that we believe or trust in the Lord Jesus, and so a birthday should remind us of that need. That's the reason that the Bible was written. It says in John 20, verses 30 to 31, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." And so that believing and that life is eternal life. We get physical life when we come into the world the first time, and we're given the opportunity while we have that physical life to recognize our need of a Savior, our need of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to trust him. And then we have the Bible to encourage us to do that and to tell us why we should do that and to remind us that this life is a physical life, but there is an eternal life that we need to be aware of, and we need to be prepared to meet God when we die. And I often wonder if, when we're celebrating our birthdays, if we really think about the fact that this is really an evidence of the fact that we are mortal. Again, birthdays are often worldly parties when they should really be solemn reminders of our mortality. And the question is often asked, why do we celebrate the birthday of the Lord? And you will notice in the Bible that God never asked us to celebrate the birthday of the Lord. That has been something that men have wanted to do. It's sort of like my birthday. I didn't ask my kids to develop a party for this weekend. They've done it, and they want to honor me to do it, and I appreciate that. But at the same time, they didn't really ask me if this is what I wanted. And it's interesting that the Lord has never asked us to celebrate his birthday. We don't really know the actual time of his birth. We know about when it may have happened. But what we are asked to do is we're asked to remember his death. And I want to just emphasize that as we come to this point today. He says in 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also received, how that Christ Jesus, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" And that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to remember that he died for our sins. And he doesn't want us to party. He wants us to believe.